First, a baseline, a horizontal line, is drawn, where A represents the start of the movement being assessed and B represents the end of normal passive range, the range anticipated in a joint with full range and no pain. Then draw a vertical line to represent the severity of the symptom the patient is reporting. The bottom of the line represents no symptom and the top of the line represents the maximum reported symptom. A vertical line is drawn at the end of the normal physiological range by B. The first stage of the diagram is completed by placing a horizontal line across the top of the diagram to create a box. The diagram is now ready to add the symptom response to the assessment procedure. The onset of the symptom, pain or resistance, is marked on the baseline at the point in which range where the symptom begins. In this instance, the pain comes on at just under halfway into normal physiological range. This is referred to as PE1. The severity of the pain rises until it reaches the maximum severity for the patient, which is at the point where the patient's available range is. This is referred to as P2. In this instance, the pain is the limiting factor to the patient's available range. Another vertical line is drawn from the point that represents the limit of the patient's present range. In this instance, the patient would have just over 3/4 of the normal available range, but has not got full range available. As well as the symptom of pain being reported by the patient, we as therapists may also feel the resistance of the tissues. This can also be noted on the diagram. The start of the resistance is noted as R1 and in this instance starts at about 3/4 of the patient's available range. The resistance comes on after the onset of pain, but as the pain is the limiting factor, we would be unable to assess the patients past this point to get into the end of resistance. So this is referred to as R infinity. The interpretation of this diagram would be that the patient has approximately 75% or 3/4 of the normal physiological range available. Pain symptom starts at just after 50% or half of the patient's available range, and the severity of the pain limits the available range. Resistance can be felt by the therapist, and the onset of this is felt at approximately 75% or 3/4 of the available range for the patient. The full resistance cannot be assessed if the pain is too severe. In some instances, the resistance can be felt before the onset of pain. The diagram above shows how this diagram may look. The interpretation of this diagram would be that the patient has approximately 75% or 3/4 of the normal physiological range available. The onset of resistance can be felt just after 50% or half of the patient's available range, and the severity of the resistance limits the available range. Pain is reported by the patient, and the onset of this is reported at approximately 75% of the available range for the patient. The full extent of the pain cannot be assessed as the resistance is too great, preventing the achievement of full normal range. This information can be used to guide the grade of mobilization used to treat the patient.